Welcome to the Greatness Zone, a weekly inspiring and practical conversation about discovering, developing, and living your greatness, of building your life around what you do best and bringing that best to everything you do. It's time to get into your Greatness Zone. Here's your host, author, speaker, workplace and life coach, Jay Forty.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I'm excited you've joined us tonight because tonight we talk about how we limit our lives. You know, those stories that we tell ourselves that encourage us to play small and just get by. So, welcome. I'm really glad you're joining us. You know, talk to most people and they use the I can't way more than they say I can. So, something deep in us seems to look to play it safe or settle for average or refuse to dream or not connect to this inner greatness that we have. And we limit ourselves in most of the things that we do in life. So just for a moment, imagine with me. So do me a favor, close your eyes. Imagine that you have no limits. So if that were true for you, then what job would you have? And where would you live? And what would your relationships be like? And what contribution would you make in today's world? So the ability to have life without limitation would be amazing, but someone's told you that these things aren't possible, and for some reason you believe them and I believe them. So tonight we challenge that thinking. And to help us understand our limiting beliefs and the way to reprogram our subconscious mind, I've asked strategic energy coach and certified Psych K practitioner Brian Radke to join us. He helps people rewrite the negative and limiting programming in their subconscious mind so that they can show up more balanced, more aware, and more intentional to living a bigger, bolder, and better life. So tonight, let's see how you limit your lives and then what we can do to help you with that. So welcome, Brian. I'm so glad you're here.
Awesome to be here.
Great. I was hoping you're there still. Hey, Brian, energy coach and Psych K practitioner. So in order for us to understand a little bit about that, tell us a little bit about you, and then what is it that an energy coach does?
Okay, Jay, just a little bit about me. I used to be a college women's basketball coach, and that's really how I got started in using the modality Psych K. I had the honor of listening to the man by the name of Dr. Bruce Lipton speak. And he's all about the science behind our environment, runs our life a lot more than everything that our genes do and how they don't control us, what we were kind of taught in school. And at the end of his speech, he talked about the fastest way he got to the subconscious mind was using the modality Psych K. So that's when I got introduced to it, and I really wanted to use it for my basketball girls because they were – I recruited all these athletes in. They were all very great athletes, but some wanted the ball at the end of the game. Some wanted to be in the game at the end of the game, and some did not. So I knew it was in their limiting beliefs, in their mind, not in their talent. So I got certified in it. Everything came back, and we just saw unbelievable results with everything. Then they start coming to me with all their issues and problems and things like that. So it really proved to me that this was something that we could really start to uncover in that subconscious mind of what was holding them back. And then I also got involved in another company which retired me out of the college basketball coaching. And then I was able to use it on a bigger, grander scale with executives and leaders and teams and things like that. So it just kept getting bigger and better for me using that in my life and my subconscious mind, also helping out everybody else with theirs and their, like you talk about, the limiting beliefs. So that's pretty much how I kind of got started in it and where it came from for me. And then what it is, it's really taking the left and right hemisphere of the brain and making it work together. And so you're able to download the information quicker, taking out the negative aspects of whatever has controlled you or you've been taught or learned, and putting in positive statements and allowing you to kind of get that clear, clean platform, and you're able to start moving forward instead of staying stuck where you're at. It's kind of more how I explain it.
Great. I know when we were talking before, you know, a lot of us think that if we just simply, you know, change what we say, then we're starting to affect the change. And I think in our conversations, you've shared with me that, you know, we may be really supposedly committed on the outside by saying things, but, you know, down deep in our subconscious, we're still stuck with events or circumstances or something that, you know, acts to kind of deflect the light that we're trying to shine. And until we address it, you know, saying it on the outside or saying it at a higher level doesn't seem to bring us the results or the happiness or the connection that we're really looking for.
Correct, yes. And I can explain that as more like when you go to a big event or a convention, you listen to a motivational speaker or anything like that, you walk out like you can tackle the world, and about an hour or a day later, you're right back into your subconscious mind, your programming, because we truly live 90 to 95% of our whole life in our subconscious mind. All our programming, everything that we've been taught, you know, just in our daily routines, that's what they are, the routines. And we only got 5 to 10% used in our conscious mind. So that's why those positive statements and all those things they're good, and they will start getting you in the right direction. But when you keep getting stuck, that's when you really know that you've got things going on that are deeper than your conscious.
Yeah, and it's right. Well, maybe it's not right that we have things going on, but it comes along with being human, right? I mean, we've been part of life and all of the experiences that have happened to us, and some have left these marks that we're sometimes entirely unaware of until they just seem to block us in the way that we like to live our lives versus the way we actually live our lives.
Totally correct. And a lot of them we don't even know. When I work with people, you know, sometimes it's a money issue, and then it goes back way back to when their parents worked very hard, like mine did, worked very hard and didn't have a lot of money no matter how hard they worked. And so what gets programmed into you is you got to work really hard for your money, but you might not ever have money in the end. And, you know, or somewhere along those lines. Or if it's relationships and you've been hurt a few times growing up in relationships, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, or family or whatever, and then you get older in life and all of a sudden those things that you were guarding yourself from being hurt more, it keeps you blocked, so you don't really truly give yourself out to everybody else for them to really truly see who you are, and that keeps you stuck. It's supposed to keep us in our comfort area, but it really holds us back from really truly living that great life and shining that light.
This is Jay Forty. We are Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Tonight we're joined by Brian Radke. He's a strategic energy coach, and in the first part of our show we've been talking a little bit about his background, including Psych-K. And in the second half of our show, we're going to address limiting beliefs and then actually ask Brian for some help around some of them, to either share some of the stories that he's done or to check in with him on how he might be able to help even me. So stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
You were born great. You have amazing talent, strength, passions, and interests. though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. In Jay Forty's book, The Greatness Zone, and in his powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, he shares the successful process to guide you on how to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. For more information, visit thegreatnesszone.com.
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jay Forty. We're living life in the greatness zone tonight. And tonight we're talking about limiting beliefs with our strategic energy coach, Brian Radke. In the first part of our show, we got introduced to Brian and some of the things that he does as a strategic energy coach. The second half of the show, we're really looking at what limiting beliefs are, where they come from, and how they're written pretty deeply in our subconscious mind. And Brian's going to share with us some stories of the work that he does with clients to help them undo that or rewrite that programming to shift some of those negative beliefs into great positive beliefs. Brian, you were sharing a little bit before the break and about your family and the perspective of money. Let's pick that back up again, because that's what feeds our limiting beliefs, these events in life. So share, I guess, another one that you have that may have affected you personally, and I'll be glad to share one too that I know I am, you know, stuck with, the limiting belief that seems to show up over and over again. And maybe between the two of us, we can show what some of this looks like, and then share with our listeners some ways that we can get past them.
Okay, yeah, something that happened to me personally that's always affected me, and I really had to get out of it with coaching basketball and the other nutritional company that I got in with, was just our family. The money thing was one thing, but we always had to, we owned a family service station, the old mom and pop gas station here in a local town where I live in. And we always had to work. We always worked together and the whole family. So it wasn't like easy for us to say, you know, oh, I love you and all those things. We just were not raised that way. Love was more like making fun of each other and, you know, helping each other out in those ways. It's kind of how we got along. And so when I got around my basketball girls, and especially around that other company I was involved with, they wanted to, it was okay to hug. And that was extremely hard for me. We were not a hugging family. I mean, we might beat each other up and wrestle, but the hugging was not part of
right.
it. And I was raised with three sisters, and one brother, and I was the youngest. And so I always got, you know, beat up, I guess is what you would say, in a loving way, nothing bad. But you know, it's just where I had to really come out and say it's all right to show affection, and it was very hard for me. And same thing with like the whole money situation. And that's what Site K really opened up to me, was that it goes back to very general statements. I don't need to know specifics about people they're going through will come up weak for me, and then that's what we can, like I said, download the positive thing back in. So I had to do that for myself, and that's another great thing about Psyche, is everything I can do for anybody else, I can do to myself. So I was balancing all that and making that work for me to be able to be more open, to be more showing affection, showing light, shining the light, as you refer to it, which is a great, you know, metaphor of that. And so that really made a huge difference for me as far as using Psych-K to be able to embrace other people.
You know, one of the things I find, Brian, is, you know, that we learn some of these tools because, you know, we really need them. And then sometimes we find that there's so much for us that we then start sharing them with the world. And I was that way with teaching and with coaching, that I really just needed some of the lessons that coaching was. You know, I come from this dogmatic Italian family where we always have all the right answers. And, you know, getting over my belief that life isn't always all about work, and it isn't always about being right. That the idea of asking questions instead of telling people. Now, it may sound like, wow, that's not a big deal, but for some people where it's the big thing going on in your life and it's interrupting all of the other things of your life, it then creates for you some really significant challenges. How do we shine light on limiting beliefs, Brian? How do we get people to see that it might be a limiting belief? Because if we can do that, then I want to throw it right back to you and say, so what are some of the ways we can help them undo them?
Well, when something, and that's one of the biggest problems, because some of the things that people come to me and they think they're coming to me for like their business, and it ends up being the thing that's blocking their business is their relationship with other people or at home, their self-esteem. Sometimes it's not very recognizable on the conscious level. But when you keep coming up with the same thing, and I get this a lot because I work a lot with females, is the majority of my clients, that when they've been hurt in relationships so many times in high school and going through college or whatever it is, and now their marriage isn't going well or whatever it is, it mainly goes back to when I go through it, I'm like, okay, you're always attracting in the same type of person. Once they stop and realize that, and they look at it and they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. I've always had this type of person that's treated me this way, whatever, or always expected me to do all of this work, you know, whatever it was. And so you don't sometimes really realize it until somebody else brings it out. And then that's when you have to really start looking at yourself. The other thing that I always tell people is, like, happiness and everything is not out there. So whether you're looking for the marriage or the family and all that, or the money, and that will make you happy, that'll never make you happy. It just won't. You'll always find another excuse or another reason because you're not fulfilled inside. And so getting back to being inside with you and being able to open up those doors for you to be happy and embrace that happiness, then happiness starts coming in front of you. And you start coming into people, and all of a sudden you're just in a better environment, you're in a better world, but you definitely got to find it within you first. And so sometimes that's very hard for people to get understand.
Yeah, and that's why there are energy coaches and coaches, too, for those that struggle with it. One of the things that I try and encourage people to do is just these two little words, stop and notice. You know, what can you see in something that seems to show up over and over again for you for that one common thread? So don't look so much about what the decision is, but what was the motivation behind it? And if you can get out of running so fast in life and give yourself some time and some space and actually look at things, actually notice things, then you start to pull away, you know, the frosting off this thing, and you get right down to where the cake is. And then that sets you up to be able to change some things deep in you so that the all of the other things that you want to have to happen from that point now have the potential to happen. Brian, can I ask you, so when you help somebody identify a limiting belief, something down deep, something in the subconscious, or they've identified it and brought it to you, you know, guide us a little bit about what is it that an energy coach will do, and how, and then share some of the stories of the kinds of things that you've seen, and, you know, so that we get to see the success of it, because that's, we're all listening for that. That's what we'd really like.
Right. Correct. And that's where Psych-K is so different than what I've experienced with other coaches, and I work with coaches to help them through some of their things, because Psych-K is such a great modality, because, well, for me anyway, it gets right to the core issue of the problem. And I don't have to listen to everything and know what's going on with all the specifics in the conscious mind, because you're just, when you're speaking to the conscious mind, that's only running about 5 to 10% of your life. So it's where Psych-K will come in and get into that core problem of like when I said, if it's on the self-esteem or relationship or prosperity, in those areas. And that's when you really find out where that core is of what it is. For me to explain how all that is, it's so different for everybody that I don't necessarily normally talk everybody through it, because if they don't even know it's there, how are they going to bring that out to me? That's where Psych-K is different for me. It goes in and gets right to the core issue of the problem, because I'm able to bring in their subconscious mind to me. And so all their issues and problems come up for me. And I'll give you a couple examples, or how many ever you want. When I was coaching college women's basketball, I had a player that suffered from unbelievable migraines. And I didn't really know it at the time. She was hiding it. She was on, like, they had upped her dose two or three different times for her medication. And we're talking about a 19, 20-year-old female. And but she was dragging in practice all the time, but she wasn't sleeping. And I finally took her aside and I said, okay, what's going on? And so we, you know, I looked at it, helped her out with it, and the whole thing went back to one statement on the relationship page. And when I tested her for it, and the Psych-K, I didn't mention this earlier, but the K part is kinesiology, it's muscle testing. That's how I'm able to know and work with the other subconscious minds. But her statement that came up, and I remember it to this day, it's okay for me to set boundaries in relationships, and I do. That statement was weak for her in her subconscious mind. And this was like probably 7-8 years ago when I was coaching with her. And she explained to me, she goes, well, coach, I've been with my boyfriend for about a year and a half, and I love him. It's somebody I want to marry. And I'm like, okay, how about a relationship before then? And she's like, oh, yes, I was miserable. Didn't treat me well. It wasn't good. All of this. So when I balanced that statement, made that statement strong in her subconscious mind of it is okay to set boundaries in relationships, and I do, everything went away. She didn't have the migraines anymore. And to this day, she's never had them again. So she was able to get off all her medications and all this, and the doctors couldn't figure it out because it was a stressor. It wasn't something physical. It just was manifesting physically, but it went back to a core stressor. I work with cancer patients and Alzheimer's and everything. I've worked with so many things over the 10 years. Every single thing has come back to a stressor. Every cancer person that I've worked with, Even a child, it comes back to something even before they were born. Like the parents were going through a high stress thing, or you know, something traumatic happened in the family. And this is where, I got a great story of a guy that was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And his wife heard about me through a friend, and she finally ended up calling me. And when I went in and tested him, and I'm talking, I'm living in Iowa, and he's living in Missouri, so I didn't ever meet him or ever talk to him. I don't know him. I'm like, well, he doesn't test for Alzheimer's. And I go, everything's being blocked. He's trying to shut out an event that happened like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And she started crying because she was talking to me on the phone. And she's like, well, we lost our daughter to cancer, and he's never been the same. And so his whole mind was shutting everything down because he did not want to go through what he had to go through watching his daughter die of cancer.
Hey,
so
Brian,
when I balanced him out, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So what I want to do is to, we're going to get close to our close here. I just wanted to remind everybody the power of what our limiting beliefs are and what the subconscious can do. Brian's going to be back with us on some more episodes coming up in this fall. We're going to break now based on time, but Brian Radke is a strategic energy coach. He's a consultant speaker, and he's a certified Psych-K practitioner. You can connect with him on LinkedIn at Brian Radke or on Facebook at Brian Radke 1. And I'm excited to share that this fall we'll be starting presenting our two-day live retreats, Super Dads, Amazing Moms, and Conscious Couples. So if you need help supporting, guiding, and coaching your team to find their way in life or to develop a stronger and closer bond with your partner, then check out these retreats at www.readyfor4life.me or www.thegreatnesszone. For Vivid Life Radio, this is Jay Forty, living life in the Greatness Zone.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week as Jay Forty continues to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. Go to thegreatnesszone.com for more information.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. In Jay Forty's book, The Greatness Zone, and in his powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, he shares the successful process to guide you on how to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. For more information, visit thegreatnesszone.com.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.